You're listening to Sunday Studios Podcast, The Elephant in the Room.
Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, The Elephant in the Room. You're with us, Batch, Claire, and JM. Hi, guys.
Hi, Batch.
Okay, so for today's episode, we're going deep down into the core of businesses, their brand identity. And to be honest, out of all the services that we offer, this is really the one closest to our hearts, no? Because when done right, it really sets the trajectory of a business, eh? And this is really step one. Before anything else, going into marketing or digital or selling, you have to build a clear identity that really captures the essence of your business, your why. Something that's yours that people will root for. And in today's landscape where asset generators can help speed up the process of developing logos and other visual elements, is branding still as important? Kayo guys, what's your POV on this?
Yeah, I guess now more than ever, branding is more important than we think. Right now, it's getting easier and easier for people to create their own identity. But at the same time, more and more even businesses are being put up every day, diba? There's a need for you to find your identity and stand out compared to your competitors, diba? I guess doon papasok yung importance ng branding is really finding your why, your brand's purpose, and translating it to a visual and verbal identity that can communicate your purpose. Identity is more than just the logo. Mm-hmm. Diba? It's really a collection of all your efforts put into the brand to create your brand identity. But of course, for you to have like a memorable brand, we need to define it first for your customers.
For the benefit of our listeners, JM, you mentioned that branding is more than a logo, visual and verbal, no? Maybe we can break that down. Ano ba exactly yung components of a brand identity to guide them?
Siyempre, of course, yung core niyan is the logo. Yun yung pinaka-vessel of your brand identity. Everything that you do ties it back to the logo. It has to be distinctive, it's appropriate to your brand, and it's memorable and simple. It doesn't have to illustrate all the things that you do. It needs to be just appropriate. And distinctive, syempre, kailangan you can set yourself apart from the other logos. Ano ba yung other elements? Syempre, the colors, di ba? The typography that you use, it needs to be defined well. Your imagery, di ba? How your photography looks like. How your art direction looks like, how your key visuals look like. So all of those things need to be defined by your visual identity. Now, sa verbal identity naman, diba? Your brand description, how do you describe yourself as a brand? How do you tell your story? Sa brand narrative, your personality, your values, your vision, mission, all the strategic part of the brand needs also be defined para you can easily communicate it to your audience. So the verbal identity paired with the visual identity, it's easier for your brand to really cut across the noise and stand out as a brand if defined and done properly.
Yeah, with all the facets that you mentioned, no, that make up a brand identity, talagang you really need to make time. And for us, in terms of our process, around mga 10 to 12 weeks, no, to develop a really strong brand identity system. But I guess ano rin, no? Magandang itackle this idea of striking while the iron is hot. No? There's a tendency to be tempted na, syempre nagtayo na ako ng brand. I have to go where the money is or where the people are. So parang ang priority is more on marketing and sales kasi that's where your business will get running. Parang in a way, nagiging afterthought na lang yung branding or pwedeng gawin yan in parallel. No? So do you think that's the proper mindset? Is this an acceptable standard or will this be detrimental in the long term?
Pag ganun yung question, naalala ko lagi yung metaphor na ginamit ni Michael Bayruth na usually when they create a logo, people have the tendency to judge it like a diving competition, no? Who makes the most splash or the littlest. But really, the test of a brand is really through time. Eh. If your brand 10, 20, 50 years from now uses the same logo, same identity system, I guess yun yung true measure of what a good brand is, diba? And siguro from a business standpoint, di mo lang naman iisipin yung business mo from like 1 year, 2 year mark, di ba? Siyempre, kapag nag-business ka and you invest a lot of resources and money to establish a business, you have to think of long term. And for a business, it's not really cheap to create a brand. Kung magre-rebrand ka every 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, di ba? But it's going to be expensive, especially if you're a growing business that is tight on budget. You gotta make sure that when you brand, it's for the long term and you do it right the first time. You can be assured na it will stand the test of time. So, yun yung perspective ko on that in terms of longevity.
And not really just a linear process because sayang din naman yung marketing efforts mo if it's not really grounded on your identity and the way you become reactive lang sa marketing mo. Ano ba yung uso? Ano ba yung demand? Wala kang foundation. Maybe JM, to add to this conversation, no, para mas maging tangible and digestible yung discussion natin, maybe we can discuss a recent project that we've had, no, in terms of building a brand identity. Siguro you can give a client of your choosing.
Siguro yung sa pinaka-proud na projects ako ngayon na pwede natin i-share sa mga listeners na. And just yung project natin with Potato Corner, no, yung talilang recent rebranding. Ito pinaka-mahirap na project siguro na na-work on natin for a long time. Not because mahirap ka-deal yung client. Hindi, sobrang babait nga ng client eh. It's really about the material itself. How do you rebrand something that is already well-loved, diba? Parang i-change mo pa yung something that already works somehow. But at the same time, there was still in the process of expanding even more, no? Beyond Philippines. Now, how do we position Potato Corner, not just a Filipino well-loved brand, but also a global brand? So, fortunately, we were able to navigate through those nuances of the brand, working together with the client side, and we were able to come up with the logo. And sobrang daming passes nyan.
Yeah.
Gumawa yata tayo ng mga more than 100 versions of Poco mascot. Grabe yung tediousness but also more fulfilling to find that perfect mascot that can best represent the brand. And of course, branding naman is more than the mascot. It's also the coming up with a more appropriate tagline for them, yung flavor the moment. So, capitalizing on their both emotional and functional benefit, diba? Exciting yung buong journey but also fulfilling kasi nga, we get to design something that is already loved but elevating back the brand really.
And I think we're very fortunate also dun sa client na they understand the value of really having a strong brand identity dun nga sa discussion natin today na nothing's rushed. And now we're seeing the value of it na because we took time to really develop this. Now that we're in the marketing phase na developing their campaigns, very clear eh. Kasi ang lalim ng anchor point natin na hindi lang tayo, pwede to kasi uso-uso. Parang, how will we navigate social media or other marketing touch points now that we know kung ano yung identity natin, yung DNA ng brand? So, that's a live example of the benefit of branding tapos how it impacts marketing. So, that case study, big scale, corporate, very known na. But branding can also impact small businesses, mga NGOs, no, in a very positive way. Pwede mo ikwento yung naging process natin. Recent lang to eh. Our partnership with Save the Children and yung mga NGOs that they're helping out. Ano nangyari dun, Jim? What happened during our project?
Yeah. So, basically, we work with HiCode, no? HiCode is a network of NGOs in Iloilo. Yung pinaka-main challenge nila is really create an identity that can best represent that network, that partnership between those organizations. Kasi syempre, per organization, mayroon silang kanya-kanyang identity eh. So, how do we create an identity for them? So, through a series of discussion, strategy session, and in collaboration with Akubo, no? Kasi they already worked with Akubo. They provided us with some insight. So, talagang nabigyan tayo ng insight dun sa kanilang ginagawa and makapag-create ng identity for HiCode. So, yun, sobrang simple ng logo na ginawa natin sa kanila. Not too far from their current logo. But I guess, more than the logo, it's the identity system that we created for them. Yung talagang nakatulong eh. It's really easy to follow, no? We created templates for them. And it will help them make that consistent marketing material kahit na different missions or message yung kanila kinakascade every time.
And in a way, it really gave them structure in terms of communicating their mission. It became a vessel like what you mentioned. Parang nilalagyan na nila ng meaning na parang red can be on urban planning, no, yellow. Yung nagkakaroon na ng meaning because we already have that starting point. So parang na-organize na talaga, very interconnected na yung mismong identity nila and yung marketing or communication efforts nila. So that was really beneficial to them. So I guess ang takeaway dyan, no, that branding really impacts not just one industry or one scale of business. Parang it's really important universally or globally, no? Everyone can really benefit from having a good branding and really taking time to develop it. So good things really take time, no? It can't be rushed. So siguro, JM, to end this discussion, and we've extracted so much already, hopefully our viewers learned some key pieces of, I guess, wisdom or insights on branding, no? Kung meron tayong three things to take away from this discussion to end it, ano kaya yun?
Sabi ko kanina, no, branding is not a diving competition. It's really a marathon. So it's a long game. Always think in long term. Second is finding your why, di ba? Aligning your purpose, your personality, your identity as a brand to the materials that you create. And lastly, create an identity system, no? For you to stand the test of time, you need to be consistent to your why. And you can achieve that by creating a system that you can easily follow through. Kahit sino pa humawak ng brand mo, you can easily jump in and take over and create that material for you. And I guess through time, through your customers or your audience interacting with your brand consistently, you'll land a space in their minds na whenever they think of something, they can think of you because tumatak yung brand mo sa kanila.
Yeah. All right, so perfectly summarized, and I hope our listeners got valuable insights, na especially to the business owners. Now you know na it's really important to invest first on your branding if you're aiming for longevity and yun nga, long-term sustainability. Branding is step one. Know your why. If you need a branding agency, you know who to call. We'd love to work with you, no, and really develop a clear and strong brand identity system for your business. So if you like this episode, please like and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify at The Elephant in the Room. But also please follow us on our social media channels on Facebook and Instagram, Sunday Studio PH. Please follow our sub-brands as well, studio_y.ph and wo.ph, and then specific to this podcast, elephant.pod. And then also follow us on TikTok pala, Sunday Studio PH as well. And lastly, our culture page. Medyo marami na pala kami social media, no? Grow with Sunday. And then again, if you'd like to work with us on branding, but not just branding, also your social media, your website, design requirements, even production, we're just one click away. We'd love to work with you. All right, so thank you so much, JM, for your time today, and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This wraps up our episode for today. Stay tuned as we talk more about elephant in the room topics. See you on the next one.